Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM, now providing a new mobile site, FarmerView, for up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good morning. You're listening to WILL AM 580. Stay tuned. International news from the BBC World Service is coming up at 9 o'clock. But first, with the pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Chris, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Official figures show inflation across the 17 European Union countries that use the euro has fallen to its lowest level in over 3 years. Eurostat, the EU's statistics office, says consumer prices rose 1.2% in the year for April, down on the 1.7% rate that was recorded in March. South Korean flour mills today purchased two cargoes of U.S. wheat. The total was 48,900 metric tons for July shipment, and it is coming from Bunge. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NAS released its latest crop progress report for the week ending April 28th. 5% of the corn crop is planted versus 4% last week, and the five-year rolling average is 31%. 2% of the corn crop is emerged versus the five-year rolling average of 6%. Winter wheat conditions look like this: 33% good to excellent, that's down 2 percentage points from a week ago, 32% fair, and 35% poor to very poor, that's up 2% from last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 14,778, down 40 points. The NASDAQ 3306 is down almost a half a point. And the S&P 500 is 1590, and it is down just under 3 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Linner.
A mixed bag of weather will likely occur across the Midwest over these next few days, with the very first and foremost event being the better environment for some field work to occur. That takes place today and tomorrow in some areas across the region. Now, we're still dealing with some excessively wet fields in quite a few areas, so not everybody will be out and working their fields here over this next couple of days. But temperatures yesterday afternoon reaching up into the 80s in much of the western and some central portions of the region will be followed by another good day of dry and warm weather today, and then rain and thunderstorms will likely begin to evolve, and that'll be the beginning of a several-day period of decline in operating conditions across the western Corn Belt. The eastern Midwest will see the warm weather not only today but tomorrow as well, with 80s expected in quite a few areas from the central portions of the region all the way up into Michigan, and we'll likely see temperatures still in the 70s on Thursday afternoon, perhaps even over 80 degrees in a few of the easternmost portions of the region, including Ohio and eastern portions of Kentucky. Temperatures will be trending cooler in the eastern Midwest on a more gradual basis as we move forward into the weekend, and everybody will be fairly cool or at least mild as we get to the first part of next week. We do expect to see precipitation increasing as we move forward through the balance of this week and into the weekend. Rain totals of 1 to 3 inches are likely in a fairly large portion of Iowa, Illinois, and Missouri, with many of the immediate neighboring border areas likely to see some similar amounts of rainfall. The storm system will weaken somewhat as it heads off to the east and will likely see additional precipitation occurring across the remainder of the eastern Midwest, with amounts maybe running a half to 1.5 inches. We'll see how that pans out. The storm's path will likely determine how much rain does or does not occur in some of the eastern Midwest locations. Temperatures will be quite a bit colder behind the upper-level low-pressure system, and we'll likely see highs in the western Corn Belt confined to the upper 40s and 50s as we get to the end of this week and into the weekend. It'll be quite nippy, with low temperatures at night falling back into some 20s and 30s across the northwestern portions of the region, and 30s and some 40s closer to the low-pressure system itself. The eastern Midwest will see its cooling trend most significant late in the week and early next week, but temperatures will never get as cold as those in the western Corn Belt. Speaking of cold weather, in the plains, we're likely to see some significant cooling take place as well. Temperatures across some of the hard red winter wheat country will once again drop down below the damage threshold. This will occur probably on Friday morning in the High Plains region from the Texas Panhandle to Nebraska. All of this region will be vulnerable to some damage as temperatures fall to the middle and upper 20s. Most of the coldest weather will be in Colorado, western Kansas, and Nebraska, but even the Texas Panhandle will see a couple of temperatures in the upper 20s and 30s, raising more potential for some damage. Of course, hard red winter wheat country has seen almost a weekly threat of crop-damaging conditions since the end of March, and crops have been sadly damaged by this particular pattern, and additional losses will likely come out of the event that comes up here on Friday morning. In the meantime, as we look forward into next week, the Midwest will see at least a temporary improvement. Greater amounts of sunshine alone will allow temperatures to warm back up across a big part of the region, and we should see less precipitation. But with that said, I know full well that there will be at least one, if not two, cool fronts that will cut through the region during the course of the week next week, offering at least a scattering of light showers. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's look and see how futures are trading in Kansas City. May wheat 775 and a quarter, down 5.5. July is 767, down 8.75. May wheat in Chicago 702 and a quarter, down 7.5. July 710.5, down 6. May corn 681 3/4, down 2.25. July 656, down 3.75. And December at 559, down 1/2. May soybeans 1476 3/4, up 5. July 1409 1/4, up 1/2. November at 1226 1/2, down 2.75. May soybean meal 432.40, up $1. July 418.20, up 180. May soybean oil 49.25, down 21. And July at 49.32 is down 19. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning.
Overnight, corn prices were up right nicely on follow-through from the big jump that we saw yesterday, but we've gone all the way back to where we started and lost a couple of pennies in corn.
Yeah, we also had the planting progress at 5, and for some reason Chicago thought that should have been 10. That shocked them a little. I didn't know why it would shock them, but after a big move up like that, 40 yesterday, another 10 today, we had profit taking. We actually had July corn back down 8 at one time. We're down 4 at the moment. December corn, after being up 10.5, was back down 4.5, and right now it's down 0.5 at 559. Beans, the old Julys are unchanged now, but they were up 15 at one time, and then they were down 5. Same way with Novembers. They're down 3.5 right now at 1225 3/4. They had been up to 1240, which was up about 11 to 12. Then they backed off 4, and it's just a lot of it's profit-taking. I haven't heard any weather changes. We still supposedly have rain coming tonight and tomorrow, and then cooling off, and then getting weekend rains, and then warming up later next week. So planting progress, still not much happening. Far eastern Corn Belt, they might get a little done late this week, but everywhere else, most people are not doing much of anything.
Do you think we can start to be, as at least a discussion point, of talking about a national crop under 14 billion bushels?
Oh, I think it's early for that, but they're discussing it already. Just like there's some people say May 10th is the date. There's others say May 20th, and there's arguments about that. But after a certain date, just due to less hours and less heat, corn does make less. And when you get to late May, in some places they do will switch. Here in the Midwest, no, but it'll be on the fringes. When it gets too late, they'll switch to some other crop. That is an average on late years of about 1 million acres of corn go into soybeans.
I look at those maps, and I think that there could be some significant flooding along the Mississippi River on the ground already wet.
Well, that's part of life. I mean, that happens every so many years.
So what are you telling your people? Oh, I don't have time to go on. Thank you, Pete.
Have a great one.
That's Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, May wheat, 775 and a quarter, down 5.5. May wheat in Chicago, 701.5, down 8.25. May corn, 681, down 3. May beans, 1474, up 2.25. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM. That's HD3 Urbana. We're going to go to Washington, D.C. for an announced press conference with President Barack Obama.